This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A big Wall Street firm was supposed to hold a big showcase for hedge funds in China last week. Bloomberg is now reporting today that Morgan Stanley is moving that investment forum to New York for interesting reasons. Marketplace's Quina Kim joins us. Quina, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to that big Shanghai event?
Yeah, so this is an event that they've been holding for almost a decade in a Chinese city. But according to Bloomberg, this year, several investors said they didn't want to travel to Shanghai because of the bird flu. There have been about 30 reported cases of the avian flu in that city, and about a third of those infected have died.
So is this an isolated incident, or is there any indication of more cancellations of other meetings?
I spoke to Sean Ryan with China Market Research Group, and he lives in Shanghai. He says it's becoming more common for businessmen to cancel meetings.
People decided to have them in Europe instead or to just delay because of the fears. Nobody's really sure how the avian flu is transmitted, so there are a lot of fears going on in China.
Ryan adds that while the Chinese government has been much more transparent and proactive about this bird flu epidemic, people still have lingering memories of when they weren't back in 2003.
So China, it sounds like a complicated place to do business. You have air pollution levels, you have questions about the food supply, and these ongoing issues about these diseases.
Yeah, Ryan says it's got more and more businessmen, both Chinese and expats, wondering if the cost of doing business is worth living there.
You know, we interviewed the China head of a Fortune 500 firm, and this firm is making about 30% of their overall revenue globally in China. This is sort of like the best position in the company for him, and he's thinking about leaving. He loves the business challenges. He loves the compensation, but it's really affecting the quality of life for his family.
And he says wealthy Chinese business people are also buying homes stateside because of the same health concerns.
Marketplace's Quina Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.